أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran and this series in which we will attempt to understand and to better appreciate the verses of the Holy Quran the book which God has sent down for the guidance of all of humanity Today we begin our review and our discussion of chapter number 36 Surah Yasin as explained by the commentator of the Quran Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in his monumental multi-volume commentary, Tafsir al-Nur. As we had previously gone over in our introductory videos, the introduction, the history behind its revelation, and some of the finer aspects of this chapter, we also alluded to and spoke about the multiple meanings, the six different meanings of these disjointed letters that begin not only this chapter of the Quran, but many other chapters of the Holy Quran. And so rather than go over those again, we will begin first of all with listening to the Arabic recitation and the English translation of these verses that we want to review in our session today. And then we'll come back and give a brief analysis and overview of these first four verses of Surah Yasin. We'll also try to bring about some of the finer points, again as mentioned by the commentator of the Quran, into how we can better appreciate and implement these verses within our day-to-day lives. In the first four verses of Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, Allah says the following.
Yasin, wal-Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamin al-mursaleen, ala siratin mustaqeem.
Yasin, O perfect man, Muhammad. I call to witness the perfect Qur'an, full of convincing proofs and wisdom, that you are indeed one of the messengers, standing on the right and straight path. Looking at the first verse of Surah Yasin, as we mentioned in our introduction that there are at least six different meanings of the general overview of what these disjointed letters could mean, the Al-Huruful Muqatta'at. And when we look at this particular chapter 36, we are given traditions, there are narrations from the Prophet and his Immaculate Family, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, that Yasin actually is one of the names of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And so therefore, when God starts this verse with these two letters of Yasin, he is actually starting them with the name of his beloved Prophet. Again, this is one of the meanings, and as we had mentioned previously, that only God and His Prophet and those who have been given the knowledge of these verses of with which begin these sorts of chapters are the only individuals who have true knowledge of what they mean. But based on the traditions that we have, we will presume it to mean the name of the Blessed Prophet. After this, in the second verse, God takes an oath and he says that I swear by this Quran, which he refers to as a book, which is as the word in the Arabic is Al-Hakim. Now, scholars have debated what does this mean, because traditionally a book is not wise. You know, people are wise, people have wisdom. You wouldn't necessarily say a book is a wise. A book may contain acts or words of wisdom, anecdotes of wisdom, but you don't normally give an attribute of wisdom, of wise, to an inanimate object. And so therefore the commentator mentions that we have at least two possible meanings or interpretations for why God refers to this book as being Al-Hakim. At the first level, he says that Al-Hakim here could mean what he calls Dhul Hikmah, one that possesses wisdom. So this is a book which has been revealed by God, and it possesses wisdom, it contains wisdom, it contains words of wisdom, it contains the verses, the paragraphs, the sentences that are full of wisdom. This could be one of the meanings, interpretations of Al-Hakim. But he also mentions, as a second interpretation, that this word Hakim, and the root there where it comes from, the root word in the Arabic of where it comes from, can also mean something which is firm, which is immutable, which is constant, which is sturdy and fixed. And so he says, as a second interpretation, it could mean that these verses are what he calls as muhkam. They are firm, they are immutable, they're not alterable. Right? Something which is firm, which is strong, which is in place, he says that this is also a meaning. And so therefore when we say that, when God says that This is a book of what he calls Al-Hakim. It could also mean it is a firm, immutable, unchangeable, unalterable book that God has sent down to the Blessed Prophet.